What's good, party people? It's your boy KJ5 to the 2. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. We are in Luke chapter 14 today. And there's a story, actually it's a parable, that Jesus tells. A parable basically means a story with sort of a meaning or moral implication behind it. And Jesus talks about basically this wedding banquet. He talks about a party, if you will, and how the master sends out his servants to go invite multiple groups of people. He actually starts with those that are friends of his, and they come up with all these excuses why they can't be there. They're either too busy, they're too this, that, and the third. And basically what he says, he goes, all his potential partygoers for this banquet, just diss them, just leave them hanging, come up with reasons why they can't bother. He says, forget about the people that this was intended to. Go and find the poor, the lame, the crippled, basically everyone that I didn't invite, and bring them to the banquet. And to me, this is the perfect example of, well, if you look at it from a metaphorical standpoint, the banquet is heaven. It is correct relationship with God. It is connection with your Creator through Jesus Christ. And how often does the Holy Spirit invite us to connect with Him, invite people to true relationship with Him, and people come up with excuses? I remember I would, share Christ with people, and a lot of times their excuse was, well, when I get my life right, then I'll become a Christian. Kind of like, let me take a shower before I take a bath. No, you're missing the whole point. You're making up an excuse. But it says the people that were poor, that were crippled, and were lame were the ones that got it. They were the ones that connected. Meaning, when we come to the point and start realizing that we are poor spiritually, that we are crippled by sin, that we are lame when it comes to the aspect of the need of a Savior, those are the ones that do get it. Those are the ones that do get invited, and those are the ones that do come to a point of correct relationship, of connection. If you're too proud to say that you need somebody, you'll never have that person in your life. Same token, if we're too proud to say, you know what, I have real no real need for God in my life. I've got it going on. I've got everything taken care of. We don't realize how completely lost we are. It's the ones that finally go, you know what, I am broke down. I am in need of a Savior. I heard somebody say, well, Christianity is just a crutch. You know what? They're right. It is a crutch. Because when you're broke, when something's not right, if your leg was broken in half, you would need a crutch to make it. It's the foolish person that would walk around with a broken leg saying, I'm fine. I don't need any help. It's when we come to that point, we accept that invitation to the banquet. So check that out. That's Luke chapter 14. We'll be in Luke chapter 15 tomorrow. Go on out and be a fire star.